Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. Our Lord ascends a mountain to pray and is there transfigured. In the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 9, beginning at verse 28, "And it came to pass about an 8 days after these sayings, he took Peter and John and James and went up into a mountain to pray. And as he prayed, the fashion of his countenance was altered, and his raiment was white and glistering. And behold, there talked with him two men, which were Moses and Elias, who appeared in glory, and spake of his decease, or exodus, which he should accomplish in Jerusalem." We notice the change in the Lord's presence, his countenance, as he there prayed. Before we go further into the devotional, we can take a side note here and speak of the fact of the change that takes place when God's people pray or fail to pray. If you spend time with the Lord, there should be a change wrought in the life of the person who spends time in the presence of the Lord. And the way that we spend time in the presence of the Lord is in prayer. There's another occasion in the scriptures in the book of Exodus, chapter 35, when Moses speaks to the children of Israel. In verse 32, "And afterwards all the children of Israel came nigh, and he gave them in commandment all that the Lord had spoken with him in Mount Sinai. Until Moses had done speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took the veil off until he came out. And he came out and spake unto the children of Israel, which he was commanded. And the children of Israel saw the face of Moses, that the skin of Moses' face shone. And Moses put the veil upon his face again until he went in to speak with him." So Moses has this blessed privilege of being in the presence of the Lord, and people are very much aware of the fact that Moses has been in the presence of the Lord. There is a change that takes place in his countenance. Light is on his face, in his face. But here in the gospel according to Luke, the Lord Jesus gives off light, so much so until the garment that he is wearing is white like light. And that's the power that he has. And that's the change that takes place in him. When the Christian spends time with the Lord, there is light in our lives. There is strength and spring in our step. There's gladness in our lives. And we can go forth boldly for the Lord because a visible change, a physical change takes place when we pray. I say that again. A visible change and a physical change takes place when we pray. Secular people have done studies to compare the responses and the recovery times of those who go into the hospital for surgery between those who pray and those who do not pray. And those who do pray recover quicker than those who don't pray. Now, I don't think the study took any consideration as to whom the prayer was made. It was the fact that men do pray. Now, if that kind of thing does bring about a change, just think of what a right relationship with the Lord does for a man or a woman when we pray. We have no idea how many changes are wrought in our lives, in our own bodies, in the lives of others, because of this matter of praying. The Lord was there on the Mount of Transfiguration, and Moses and Elijah appeared with him. They were in glory with him. Now, we're told also in 1 John chapter 3, verse 2, that we are the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. Now, Peter, James, and John were quite frightened by the sight of the Lord appearing in glory there on the Mount of Transfiguration. But we won't be afraid in that day when he returns and we appear with him in glory. Now, that may have been the way that man would have come to the end of his earthly sojourn in this physical body if man had not sinned. We do not know. It's just a thought. But the Lord does let us know that there is a change that does take place in the life of a person who prays. Do you want to have strength and joy and gladness in your life? Spend time with the Lord, and he'll give you that hope and help that you need. Join us again for morning devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.